Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been looking at this idea of the Trinity, so in understanding the Trinity and how it works and how God uses the Trinity. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? And Jesus is God. You know, we went to Greenville the other night, and there was a big sign as you went into Greenville, same thing. Jesus is not God, but that's a lie, and Jesus is God. You can only understand that by the Holy Spirit. So when you put up a sign like that, you don't have the Holy Spirit. So we know, right? We know. When you know, you know. All right. Last week we looked at how the Holy Spirit directs us, gives us direction, He gives us protection, and He equips us. So He gives you direction, He gives you protection, and He equips you. And that's all done in the church. The church. See, Jesus said, I'm building a church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. So that's why you need to be in a Bible-believing church. If you're going to be where the Holy Spirit is, people can go to church, but God wants you to be the church and be in a church where He, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God is the authority. And so it talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, we talked about it last week. It says He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we would no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in their cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into Him in all things. In all things. Everybody say all things. Into Him who is Christ. Here's the idea. The Holy Spirit equips you when you're in the body of Christ. He equips you. The word equipped, remember? It means to mend a broken bone. When somebody would break a bone, they would equip them. And they would put plaster Paris around that bone and set that bone, and that bone could be healed so it could be used again. But the idea of equipping, the implication is, we get broken in life, and God will heal us as we stay connected in all things. In all things. All things could be a hurricane. All things could be a tornado. You lost everything. You lost all your family. You're the only one left. You need to keep growing in Him. And God will sustain you and keep you moving forward and using you while you're here. Does this make sense? He'll keep you sane in the membrane no matter what happens in your life. Your husband divorces you. Your wife divorces you. You keep growing. You keep being equipped. Are you catching this? That's what He's saying. You can be equipped, and He gives you direction and protection. No matter what you go through. That's good stuff right there. See, when people are running from church to church, you know what they're doing? They're running from being equipped. And then when a tragedy or something really drastic happens, they fall apart like a $2 suitcase. And then they don't know what to do or who to turn to. But you see, when you're in the church, in the body, where every part doing its share, every joint supplies, you're a joint. Not a blunt, a joint. A joint. That's what the Bible says. Every joint supplies. God supplies through others. You have something I need, I have something you need. And we're going to grow and understand these things. But they are only understood by the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've been talking about. The third person of the Trinity. And you see, when you grow in that understanding of the Holy Spirit, the dots start to come together in life. And God is revealing himself to you and showing you the you you haven't met yet. Now, let's go to the vision. And we are going to get started here. Where there's no vision, the people what? Perish. Vision also means revelation. Revelation and vision are synonymous. That's why we got to have God's revelation. You see, if you don't get God's revelation, you're getting your own idea. And that won't cut it. That won't give you what you need from God. You see this? See, God has put something in you. If the Holy Spirit is in you, he's put something in you. The world can't give you what you need. But God can give you what you need inside you. You see that? You don't see it. I'm trying to help you see it. This is huge, folks. Vision is magnanimous in the things of God. And we got to really start to understand it. And we're gonna help you with that today. So now, if it wasn't for this vision, I wouldn't be here. I'd probably be dead somewhere. This vision right here on the wall. It's got me through so much. I'm just here to tell you. Vision has power. Has the power because it brings restraints. It brings restraints in your life for you to do God's will. We need restraints to do the will of God. You don't want to do the will of God in your flesh. Your flesh wants to sit home and eat donuts. Your flesh wanted to stay home today. But when you understand the Holy Spirit, you'll get to church where the church is being built that the gates of hell will not prevail against. You see that? He says all hell is going to come against you. You're still going to have your head up and you're still going to be sane in the membrane and you're going to still be able to help people and yourself no matter what you go through in this life. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? This is the way it is. And God has designed the body to be a vehicle. The church is the vehicle where all his gifts and everything are worked through the church that the gates of hell won't prevail against. See, we got to see the church for what it is and why God put it here. It's important. When you start to see it that way and understand it that way, you won't be able to stay away from it because you know you need it. Am I making sense? All right. Let's read this vision. To build a people or establish in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Now, who we got back there? Tim, give me 1 Peter 4:9-10. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. But he said, be hospitable to one another. You see the word hospital in there? It's in there because we all need help. We all get sick at times, right? And we need help. And you know what? God puts people in the body to help you. And that's why we're to be hospitable. And we're to do it without grumbling. What if you went to the hospital and, And the nurses come in complaining about everything every time. Boy, that'd make you feel worse than what you felt, right? Well, see, that's the way it is. When you complain and grumble, God can't work through that. And he won't. He will not work. You actually, when you complain and grumble and murmur, you stop the Holy Spirit working in your life. You stop your own healing by your own complaining and murmuring. Am I making sense? This is huge. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. Everybody has a gift. Everybody in this room has a gift. Everybody on the planet has been given a gift. Minister. That word minister means serve. So in other words, you have a gift and you're supposed to use it to serve others. Serve people in the body, serve people at home. I serve Donita with some of the gifts God's given me. She serves me with some gifts. And it makes paradise at home. Are you hearing me? I mean, she went to do a little thing at the zoo yesterday for where she worked. She was gone all day. It's like, man, she's been gone for a month. I couldn't wait for her to get home. Now, I know that sounds, well, you desperate? No. I missed her. Are you listening to me? Oh, that's sweet. But it is real. Man, that adds life to you. Are you listening to me? Come on now. She said she missed me. I believed it. Well, she run up in there. I'm just telling you how it is. That's from serving each other. This is the way we're supposed to live. We're not supposed to be fighting and arguing and strifeful all the time, building each other up. That's what we do. We serve our gifts to each other. Now watch. We're going to learn about our gifts. We're going to really get into them in the teaching here in the next couple of weeks. So you're going to get something. You're going to get something today. Now, I want you to go with me quickly to John chapter 14 real quick. We learned last week that we've been sealed. Remember the signet ring and the wax pressed in from the king? When the king sealed, he put his signet ring in the wax. They would take that seal and they would put it on a message, a letter, or some type of a product or something. But that meant it belonged to the king. It belonged to the king. And they wouldn't put that seal on there until they made sure there was no faults or flaws or anything on the product or whatever they were putting the seal on. They made sure that the product was impeccable before the seal went on. Well, you see, that's what happens when you get saved. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. You become impeccable. No faults, no flaws. All your sins have been washed away, past, present, future. God puts his mark on you. And now you belong to him. You see that? That means you're sealed. Then it says you're the guarantee. And the guarantee means that you are going to, the completion of the transaction is going to be complete. That's what the word guarantee means. It also means earnest. Earnest. And in the Greek language, today, this today, they still say, When a young man proposes to a woman, he says, he gives her his ring, and they says, well, now we have earnest. They don't use the word engagement. They use the word earnest. And earnest is the down payment on a piece of property or something that the completion of the transaction is going to take place. So the Holy Spirit is the earnest on your life. At the completion of the transaction, that you will be in heaven, that you're not even going to face the white throne judgment, that your name is written in heaven. You see, you will get in. But now listen, this is important to understand. You can have that seal and live a very, very, very miserable life when you don't yield to the Holy Spirit. You will live miserably. because you're not using the growth of the Holy Spirit. If you're not connected in a church, if you're not plugged in where the Word of God and the Holy Spirit is moving, then you will be miserable as a goose in a hailstorm, looking for something all the time. You see, but when you're in the will of God, there's fulfillment. God has a compensation package that you can't get from finances or from the company you work for. He has a compensation package that fulfills you in fulfillment. You will be fulfilled when you do the will of God. You see that? That's what everybody's looking for, fulfillment. It only comes through the Holy Spirit and being plugged in the body of Christ and fulfilling His will, not your will. Are you with me? This is good stuff. The Holy Spirit reveals to us and teaches us the things of God. So it is the Holy Spirit's role to teach us, to guarantee us the coming redemption of our inheritance in Christ. It is the Holy Spirit's role to reveal the things of God to us. John 14, let's look at this. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. You see what he does? He's going to teach you. He's your helper. He's your helper. How many of you need help? We all need help. I need help. I need all the help I can get. Whom the Father will send in my name. Whose name? Jesus. Right? Now, he will teach you all things. How many things? Some things. All things. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us. Having the Holy Spirit in you. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes in. Now you're in a position, but now you have to do your part. Make sure you get around the Word of God. Make sure you keep hearing the Word of God. It says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. When you hear it, your faith is quickened, and it quickens you and empowers you to walk by faith. Faith works through love, Galatians 5, 6. And now you begin to learn how to love yourself, love others, and love God like you never have before because your faith is growing. Now watch. Give me John 16, 13 real quick. However, when he, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you, navigate you, right? He's going to help you navigate. Remember I told you, that's why he says, do all things without grumbling. And grumbling means murmuring and complaining. That's why you want to do what you want to, he's going to guide you and navigate you. So that's why you don't nagavate. See, when you nagavate, you complain and murmur. You stop him from guiding you immediately with your complaining and murmuring. He can't give you the guidance you need in life because you're I call it nagavating. That's a little thing to help you remember. So look at the person next to you and say, don't be nagavating. Don't be nagavating. He wants to guide you so you can navigate your life. You see this? Now watch. He will guide you into all truth. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get the truth to you. Now watch. For he will speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. That's why faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And he will tell you things to come. He tells you the future sometimes. And I know that's right. Now, let's look at this. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. The Holy Spirit's role is to teach us, to reveal things of God to us, and to guide us into the truths of God. Now, let's look at this. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now think about this. He says, you can't see it with your eyes. You can't even hear it with your ears. It can't enter your heart yet without the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit to help you to see. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The word see means understand. We must have the Holy Spirit in us. The day you receive Christ is the day you get the Holy Spirit in you. You start to see things differently. Now listen, eye has not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love him. But now watch. But God has revealed them to us. See, only God, only the Holy Spirit can reveal them to you. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says this, that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prearranged beforehand that we should walk in them. God had a plan and purpose before you even showed up on the planet. A lot of times our misery is coming from we're not walking in that plan and purpose he created you for. Don't get mad at me. Listen, God wants to reveal it to you. The word reveal means as an artist uncovers his masterpiece. God calls you a masterpiece. You're his workmanship. That's what it means, masterpiece. God's going to reveal your life to you as you seek him. And as the Holy Spirit, and you're in touch with the Holy Spirit, he's going to reveal you to you and show you the you you haven't met yet and show you the life he has for you. Now watch. The things which God has prepared for those who love him. You can't know those things without the Holy Spirit. Now give me the next one. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. You see that? The Holy Spirit is going to reveal it to you. Show it to you. Come reveal also means revelation. Revelation. We need revelation and we need vision if we're going to understand the things of God. God must reveal the things he has for us because in our understanding, we can't understand him. We cannot understand him. Did you hear that? So without the Holy Spirit, you'll never understand the things of God. You're going to see this. Now look, give me, for the Spirit, watch this. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit, you know what he does? He searches in your heart. He shows you things about you. He shows you your trauma. He shows you things about alcoholism in your family. He shows you about addictive behaviors and people who had tempers, and he reveals that to you. And he can heal you of that if you'll stay connected in the body of Christ, because you will be equipped. And now you'll be able to help somebody with the very problem you had that was controlling your life. Oh, you need to quit and get me out of here. I'm telling you something. This is the way it works. When you understand this, and you know what? We all have problems. I'm here to tell you, folks, this is you can't get what you need in your own wisdom and your own strength. We need God, and he will reveal it to you. Now watch this. The deep things of God. Now give me the next one. Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? You see that? We know what's in us, right? I remember I knew a lot of things about things in life, but just me. It didn't get me anywhere. Got me in a lot of trouble, right? You guys, it didn't happen to you that way. Except the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, listen, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. You can't know the things of God with your own strength and man's wisdom. Man's wisdom cannot reveal God's plan to you. You can't be so smart. You can't intellectualize it. It can only be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to have the Holy Spirit in us and pay attention to Him. When something triggers you, you ever have a trigger? You know, you have a trigger, something. I was driving in my car the other day, and song came on the radio. I was doing a Spotify, and I think the song was by Pink Floyd. You ever heard of him? Wish You Were Here. Jeepers, that thing came on. Dang, I looked over my shoulder waiting for something to be passed over, you know what I mean? Man, I had to turn that off. Am I making sense? You know what I'm talking about. Triggers. I was at the ball game. I got tears in my eyes. I remember standing there with my dad. He took me to Cincinnati Reds. And you know, the second baseman caught the ball and threw it to first. And just for some reason, I got emotional because my dad, I watched Pete Rose do that. That was a trigger. You see that? Those triggers can take you in places and destroy your life. But you see, when you got God working in your life, the Holy Spirit, you can have vision and get revelation that those things no longer control you. Now you're under the auspices of God and the Holy Spirit. He's taking you to a higher and better place. He wants to show you who you are. Now listen, because that's what vision's all about. God must reveal the things He has for us, because in our understanding, we can't understand Him. Now watch. If this is true for us as humans, how much more true is this statement for God? Now listen, we just read it, that no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. It's a pretty serious statement. Listen to me. No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. If that is true, how can we know God? How can we know God? Now look, give me verse 12. Now we, that's us, have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. See, when you got saved, you received the Spirit which was from God. Now look, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You can know the things that God has for you by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing this? This isn't what I say. This is the Bible being taught. I'm trying to help you see that. We cannot learn about God. That's a pretty strong statement. You cannot intellectualize your way to God. You cannot figure God out. You don't have the ability to figure God out. You have by nature the spirit of the world in you. Man's wisdom, man's intellect, and man's intellect, listen, we cannot know God. We cannot learn the things of God. It is only by supernatural revelation and vision that we know the things of God. We receive the things of God.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.